Most Fridays on this program, we've been visiting hidden kitchens. We've been hearing stories about food, and through those stories, we've been learning about the people who prepare it. Today, our series goes out to sea, or more precisely, onto the Great Lakes, into the galleys of freighters that travel there. The Kitchen Sisters, Nikki Silva and Davia Nelson, explore freighter food.
They said that the heart of a ship is the kitchen. If you ain't got good food on a ship, you got trouble. It's no days off. You work 7 days a week, 12 hours a day. 60 days on, 30 days off. My name is Calvin Statham, Sr. I call myself Cook. I've been on the Great Lakes going on 33 years.
Michigan, of course, is in the shape of a mitten, and it's surrounded, except across the bottom, by the Great Lakes. I'm Paula McKenna. I'm author of Ships of the Great Lakes Cookbook. There are 14 freighters featured. They're over 1,000 feet long, the length of 3 football fields. They're breathtaking.
Lake freighters. Call them iron ore carrier, coal carrier, stone carrier. You out there away from home, you look forward to a good meal. In a cook business, I have to wear about 5 different hats. Some days I got my Italian hat on. Sometimes I got my Chinese hat on.
The freighter recipes are known in the Cleveland area, and you'd see them sometimes printed in the paper. Incredible goulash and strudel.
I'm Margaret Engel. I grew up right outside of Cleveland. This is the real hearty working man's food that came from the Eastern European immigrants who came to work in Cleveland in the steel mills or on those freighters.
Come on, you young sailors who follow these lakes. Don't you ship in an iron ore packing for your living to make.
My name is Wayne Bratton, and I started sailing on the lake ships in 1953, and I've been out here ever since. Back then, we served 5 meals a day. Diets back then were heavy on meats. I remember as an ordinary seaman, we'd have to haul the provisions aboard, and we'd just take a line and tie it around a quarter of a beef, and 2 guys would haul this beef aboard, half a pig or something like that. All the meals were prepared from scratch, and it would not be unusual to see a big fireman come up and eat 6 eggs for breakfast and a, you know, a half a pound of bacon.
Hot cereal, eggs to order in a style, pancakes, a plain blueberry, buckwheat, bacon, sausage, ham, fried spam, fried bologna. Fried bologna is a big seller, boys.
Eating in the mess hall was very educational, and for a young seaman, that is where he would learn, because the older seaman would be there and they would be talking, because they wanted the younger fellows to learn, because each and every one depends on his shipmate to stay alive out there.
My name is John Dooning. I'm the chief cook, chief steward, and I'm on the motor vessel Paul R. to Gertha. You know, it gets very cold up here, and the Great Lakes freezes over in November and early December. And that's when the lakes start really talking and getting very rough, and ships have gone down and accidents have happened.
Right now it's choppy. From here to the end of December, you'll see choppy. A lot of times you just run into an unexpected storm and go to rolling, the ship go to rolling all over.
Rolling, sea, when Jesus speak to Jonah. Rolling, sea, when he roll.
It get rough sometimes, and I just put my seatbelt on. You'll see me standing to the stove trying to cook soup, trying to hold it from slide from side to side. And when storms come up, it's just like tornadoes. We got places we can run and hide. And I've been there on the ice and got stuck in the ice for a whole week on the Great Lakes sometimes. I've had helicopters to bring us out food. We got so low.
You're catching me here right close to getting the dinner meal out. Now everybody's concerned about Atkins diets and cholesterol, and there's a lot of low-carb meals.
As times changed, the dining rooms changed. Everything was at a much more rapid pace. As crews were reduced and automation entered the ship, we got into prepared meals that come aboard frozen, and people complained about them. Later, much to my dismay, it got into cafeteria style. So even as captain, you had to go down the cafeteria line. And
cigarettes in my pocket, but my matches all got wet. I played cards all night and didn't catch a bet. I'm on the wrong.
A few years back, the big thing on here was playing a lot of pinochle, playing a lot of cards, and times have changed, and now there's no one in the rec room. Because when you're not working, you're sleeping. You just don't see everybody that often, except at meal times, and that's only some people because you keep reducing crew.
Hey, what just happened?
That was L.A. Our distribution center in Bakersfield is on fire.
Oh, geez.
This is going to wreak havoc with our shipping schedule.
One of the worst things, in my opinion, that ever happened on a ship was when they introduced television, and that learning conversation element disappeared. It got to the point in the last few years where I've seen work had kind of slowed down so they could watch Young and the Restless.
When I started, we had five people in the galley. It's only two of us now. And you got one guy working, doing three guys' job. So automation have took something from me I used to have pride and I love to do. You don't have the time, you don't have the peoples, and I just cut corners and I don't like it, but what you gonna do?
Way all the way, we'll hold the way you.
Last week we were enjoying the northern lights, you know, the aurora borealis, how beautiful it was. Big sheets of greens, blues, and reds. Oh, the peace is really refreshing, just the peace and the quiet and the beauty. Sorry, I got to cut this short, but I do have to get my salmon into the broiler here.
Afraid of food. You just learn from so many different people. Sometimes the guy said, well, Cal, my mama don't make it that away. So next day, I surprise him, take his favorite grandmama or mother recipe out there to him. And that bring the biggest smile of joy on me. It's just my life. If you be good to it, it'll be good to you.
Hidden Kitchens is produced by the Kitchen Sisters, Davia Nelson and Nikki Silva, with Jay Allison and Jim McKee. For freighter recipes and more about cooking on the Great Lakes, visit NPR.org. Hidden Kitchen's story next Friday is called Milk Cow Blues.